America, there's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Why don't you just buy me a beer?
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up.
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dustin.
I'm Seth.
And we are drunk at the movies. Watching Star Wars movies still. How many hours did I say we've been doing this?
I think we are now about 14 hours. 13.
14:20.
Oh, God.
And we still have an hour and 37 minutes to go.
All right.
Because it is time for the Star Wars holiday special. You're going to watch this on YouTube with us. I'm telling you, you have no choice.
it is
go on YouTube, look for the version that says an hour 37 minutes. It says nice copy from 3 years ago, uploaded by D. Jamie Sun. That's the version we're going to be watching. I haven't seen this in a while.
It's been quite a few years for me as well.
And it's been 1 week since you joined us last. But now it's time for us to hit play. But before we do, I have to eat this weird Japanese ice cream that's in my hand. But also, we have to play our song.
Oh, yeah.
To start. And it's done by Mark with a C. And it's called, "What Do You Get a Wookiee for Christmas When They Already Own a Comb?" And it's from originally the Star Wars Holiday in the Stars album.
Okay.
And this is a cover. Done acoustically. So enjoy here on Drunk at the Movies.
What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that to take home? Shaving foam. So what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb?
It's really a problem.
What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that to take home? No, he'll never wear galoshes or a furry dome. So what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? Let's give him love and understanding, goodwill to man. We wrap it all up in a bright colored ribbon and we give it to him all over again. And that's what you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb. Let's give him love and understanding, goodwill to man. We wrap it all up in a bright colored ribbon and we give it to him. Colored ribbon and we give it to him all over again. Love and understanding. Goodwill to men. That's what you get. A walkie for Christmas when he already owns a comb. So that's what you get. A walkie for Christmas when he already owns a comb. Oh, that's what you get. A walkie for Christmas when he already owns a comb.
All right, so that was our song.
Perfect song for what the occasion is. And yep. This is, again, we've watched everything all the way through. You've been listening to it once in a week. I'm talking like Chico Marx because I'm so strung out on Star Wars.
What do you do after you've blown up the Death Star? The answer is celebrate Life Day, yes. Of course. And that's what we're going to do. So hit play on YouTube, Star Wars Holiday Special, the 1978 nice copy, in 3, 2, 1. Hopefully there's not an ad that plays before it, because if you got an ad,
we brought you.
We got an ad, too.
All right, but hopefully
but we can skip video.
Unsock the show.
Now. Right now.
The Incredible Hulk will not be presented this evening.
What about Fighting with the Frizzies at 11? All right, here we go.
So this aired in 1978, the year after Star Wars came out. This is, if you are unfamiliar with it, something that George Lucas now hates. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, this is the one thing that won't get reissued.
Yeah.
But at least somebody recorded it, so it still exists. I had a bootleg VHS of this.
I did too. Man, that Millennium Falcon does not look like the Millennium Falcon.
No, this is all new footage, filmed. There are no subtitles on this, so we'll just have to turn it up when it's appropriate.
All right, we'll give it a try. I'll set your coordinates. We won't jump far. I'll get you back there in time, pal. Trust me.
So he's trying to get him back to Kashyyyk.
Now, so I'll run that Imperial garbage.
Reusing Star Wars footage for the cutaways.
They are.
That's the spirit. You'll be celebrating Life Day before you know it.
Putting their lives at risk, escaping from the Empire, running from the Empire, just to get home for the holidays.
Yep.
Here on the Star Wars Holiday Special,
starring. Is there a voiceover? Yeah, there it is. I was waiting.
So it's called the.
Wow! Look at that makeup.
That is.
And wig.
Ellen DeGeneres as Luke Skywalker. Yeah, I love that. Him doing this little head behind the camera.
Carrie Fisher, coked out of her mind.
Oh my God, she is high.
With Anthony Daniels as C-3PO.
So is 3PO. Look at him. He looks high as shit.
Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca.
Okay.
R2-D2 as...
himself.
R2-D2.
All right, so it's not weird yet.
James Earl Jones as the voice of Darth Vader.
Now it's going to get weird.
Yeah.
Introducing Chewbacca's family.
Okay.
His wife, Mala.
All right.
His kind of hot for itchy. A Wookiee.
Itchy.
Yeah, itchy.
And his son, Scratchy.
His son, Lumpy.
Oh, nope, God. Lumpy.
Lumpy. There it is, with the Lumpy shrug.
Yep.
Beatrice Arthur. Art Carney.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, stars of Maud.
Diane Carroll.
The Honeymooners. I'm not sure what she's from.
The Jefferson Starship.
We used to be a hippie band called Jefferson Airplane.
Uh-huh.
Harvey Korman.
All right.
From
favorite.
Mary Tyler playing Moore Show.
Multiple
Star Wars
roles.
Story.
And what should be the introduction of Boba Fett.
Right.
Special.
And now we go to commercial, but we're not really.
The Star Wars Holiday Special, sponsored
so it's
by
called Holiday General Special, Motor. Not Christmas Special, and it's called Star Wars. Does that mean that George Lucas is the one who first declared war on Christmas?
Oh, could be.
Wow.
All right, are you guys ready for no dialogue for 20 minutes? Because that's what you're going to get.
Yep. You're just going to get... Wookiee is making Wookiee noises at each other in a sitcom living room.
We zoomed in on a matte painting.
Mm-hmm. It looked a lot like the animated Ewok
So Itchy is carving an X-Wing.
Oh, they got a floating staircase, though. That's kind of cool.
And Lumpy is playing with an X-Wing. So why is Itchy making another one?
Carpeted stairway.
Does he sell these for Life Day? Like, the neighbor kids are going to love this shit. Lumpy just really adores his X-Wing. And then we have Mala, which is feminine Spanish for bad.
Oh, is it?
Because Malo is bad.
I thought Maul was just bad, as in Darth Maul.
Yeah. You like this shit? This is it.
Oh, this is my favorite Star Wars movie. Did I not
explain
that yet? In the,
I mean, I guess
not to give away my ranking.
We could talk about that right now, since we've been waiting. And there's going to be a lot of this Wookiee business to start out with. Is that just somebody's hand moving the bottom jaw? Or is he just...
don't know.
Kind of like shimmying his jaw around
inside. Maybe it's kind of like the Big Bird costume, where one of the arms is just like an animatronic kind of thing. And it's somebody doing this with the mouth.
What do Wookiees eat? Is that a cookie?
It's the Wookiee cookie.
Yeah. Lumpy. You know, no chocolate snacks before dinner. Aw, Mom. It's just a Wookiee cookie. I don't give a shit, son.
I don't care if it's a Nookie cookie.
Oh, boy. This is why I wanted to end night one on this, because I feel we're going to have a visceral reaction to this, and also I didn't want to start day two with this, because we may decide not to do anymore for that day.
Yeah, that we might
have. I know Empire is right after it, but man, still.
I forgot this was an hour and 37 minutes long. I was thinking it was like an hour long.
It feels longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having some really weird Japanese candy ice cream balls. They're candy balls. Derek and Jason would approve.
All right, so we have Lumpy balancing on his patio fence. Don't know why.
Because Wookiee shit?
Oh, come on. Do something, movie. Jesus.
They're like, okay, guys, we're going to give you a 2-hour block. We're like, shit, we just wanted a half hour. Right. No, you got a full 2-hour block. Okay. Yeah,
get us some Wookiee costumes. We got time to fill.
So, Itchy, what's his backstory?
He lost a leg from a terrible lice infection, which is where he gained the nickname Itchy. All of his hair went white from the trauma of the lice infection. I mean, we're talking like red ant level lice attack. Before that, he was quite the dashing and damper Wookiee. He was the talk of Kashyyyk. It was a tragic accident. Their Wookiee disability didn't cover the condition. So he was left destitute, and now he has to stay.
He walks like Fred Sanford
with Chewie. Right now he's going, you big dummy.
Yeah. Oh, Lumpy.
Lumpy, you big dummy.
If only my son Chewbacca were here. Oh, yes. Let's watch something together. This'll be fun, right?
Well, I will say that they got better at blending Peter Mayhew's eyes in with the Chewie mask.
Hey, do you like the circus?
Oh.
You know what's fun?
Oh, God. This,
watching the circus on TV.
On a chessboard. Oh, fuck, I forgot.
Itchy's like, I don't know, man. This is what happens when you have to fill 2 hours.
Hey, that front guy, isn't that the costume that Sean Spicer wore when he was on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I was just thinking this was a Zubily Zoo or something.
Oh, forgot about Zubily Zoo.
Ben Vereen. Oh, whoa, that's inappropriate. Yeah, those people were 69ing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make them disappear. Oh, no.
Oh.
They're bigger now.
Bring them right into the living room.
They're lumpy sized.
So this was entertaining in 78.
I don't think it was.
No, it was bad then.
I think so. That's why it only aired once. That's some furry shit right there.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, Lumpy really likes that. He's like, yeah, do that again.
Spin.
She stuck the landing. Is that Ben Kingsley from that one superhero movie? I was in an Iron Man movie.
Oh, yeah, when he was
the villain or whatever.
He was the Mandalorian, wasn't he?
The actor. He was an actor playing a role. I can't remember. I can't really think clearly at this moment with this insanity going on around me. So, where you were wanting to rank the movies that we watched today.
Just today, or are we talking...
Yeah, we'll just do today's. Just today's. So, worst, this.
Yeah.
This is the worst.
This is included. This is worse.
We're watching it. We're only, 15 minutes in?
God.
Not even that, folks. We're like 10 minutes in. This is the worst. It doesn't get worse than this. After this,
oh God,
was that Charles Nelson Reilly juggling?
So yeah, rather than us just saying how bad it is, if you're not watching along, what
you
we're
should.
Seeing
you
right now
be.
Is the oh God. First of all, Lumpy, Chewbacca's son, is terrifying.
It's just teeth and eyes.
It's very excited eyes and teeth, but they look maniacal.
Yep.
And
Lumpy,
he makes that noise
Lumpy's
as he claps.
Happy.
He's happy to have lost a holographic circus on the chessboard.
Yeah.
From the Millennium Falcon, essentially.
Oh, now he's sad. Lumpy.
Lumpy is sad because he got yelled at for not doing the dishes, and so now he has to do the dishes, and he's shrugging.
What?
It's a living.
Oh, and then Mala just walks in front of the camera.
Oh, yeah, now Mala's going to
Pee-wee's Playhouse phone. It's a video phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She needs to get her tin can with a string.
Oh, they've reached traffic control.
Oh, great.
So we get
see
to
how
watch
the
Mala just go check what the traffic is on Kashyyyk. Oh, a bunch of meaningless symbols, X's and O's. Like that song. There are no starships in the area, according
Not
to the traffic
yet.
Report. And
there will be some Jefferson starships on the screen later.
Oh, wow. So this was in
Dayton, Ohio. WHIO TV,
Channel
7.
Man, Chewie's got lots of TV. That's a microwave. That's not a TV. Oh, my God. They're cooking somebody.
Here
they're cooking
go.
Luke.
It's Mark Hamill with way too much makeup on.
Now, this was, I believe, just after his accident.
Oh, okay.
What
accident?
He had a motorcycle accident.
Is that why his nose looks different now?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute, one at a time.
He's like, also, I don't speak Wookiee.
Right.
That's Han.
I speak R2 unit. Actually, he doesn't. He has to read it on a screen.
3PO's not even here to translate.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't like the looks of this. Let me get this fixed. R2, you're supposed to be watching.
I got a bad feeling about this, Luke.
That ought to hold it, I think.
Yeah, so that's also why they had the entire attack in the beginning of Empire and why he ends up being in the medical tank. and having scars on his face is because they had to give some kind of explanation of why he looked
gotcha.
a little beat up. And in this, they just put a bunch of makeup on him.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad.
It's almost like...
He looks like a Ken doll.
He's lying the way that he's delivering this line. Like he's suspicious or something.
R2, please, this is important. Now listen, calm down. I mean, you know how Han and Chewbacca are. Anything could have happened. They could have...
Oh, yeah, totally.
...stopped somewhere or been held up by an asteroid storm. Listen, I wouldn't worry about Chewbacca.
The eye makeup is pretty ridiculous. That seems unnecessary.
Oh, there you go. He's not going to miss this one either. It's just taking him a little bit longer to get...
Luke Skywalker, the inventor of Guyliner.
Don't look so worried. Now Chewie's not going to want to come home to a house full of long faces, is he? Come on, Mala, let's see a little smile.
Oh.
Whoa, all right, turning on the charm.
Yeah, that's my Wookiee.
Oh, see, I thought that was Chewie earlier. It's Mala, that's why her eyes look so well done. She just has...
She's got the smoky eye look going.
Got Betty Davis eyes.
Oh, R2, you're the D2-iest.
It's all right. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. All right, well, that's most of the screen all time right. I was required to do.
Yeah, I think that pretty much is Luke's only screen time, right? Or does he only comes back later?
I think he comes back. Now let's call somebody else.
All right, now what's going to happen? This is the Cooker Harvey Show, or is Corman. This is Harvey's first appearance
as the salesman guy? I think.
Oh gosh,
or no, this is Art Carney.
I don't know much about art, but I know what I like. I'm trying to get through. All right.
Oh, it's taken a long time to connect. And why does she have access to a moving camera?
Even Art's got the 70s open collar thing.
You want to see my identification?
No, I'm off duty. I've come to look around your shop.
Oh, good.
That was 80 yard.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally.
As you can see, I've got just about everything a man or Wookiee would want.
Plastic bags?
He's considering putting that over Art's head.
Oh, boy. Is this funny?
I fell asleep. What's going on?
A pocket-sized aquarium. Wonderful, isn't it?
He picked up two earlier, and they were empty. Why were they on the shelf then?
Anyway. I don't know.
And the tank is a snap to clean.
Is that hate fish?
Is that supposed to be funny?
I said it was, as a matter of fact.
I think. I don't know.
Why is that entertaining?
I just thought I'd show you some of the stupid stuff those Wookiees purchased from me.
Yeah, stupid Wookiees. Oh,
kind of
always
racist.
Buying their what a aquariums.
So he sells shit to them, but thinks that they're stupid. Like, this is not a charming character.
Oh, this is when he... This is when he's being slick.
When that shaggy carpet you ordered will arrive at your home. Let me assure you, madam, it's on its way. You know, it was made especially for you by a little old woman four planets away. She did it all by herself. In fact, you might say she did it by hand. Solo.
Oh, God.
Though it's going to take some time to get to you.
Like that guy couldn't figure that out. Wait, did you say Han Solo? No, I said hand Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mistake. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
Are those toasters up above his head?
What's the matter? Would you like this?
Just a groomer.
Hans groomer.
A groomer.
Just a groomer, you say?
No, actually, I haven't said anything. The guy that's doing my voice said it.
Evidently, you haven't read the instructions of the warranty and the guarantee.
Is this for keeping your downstairs clean?
To lift stains off clothing, faces, and hands. Cleans teeth, fingers, and toenails, washes eyes, pierces ears, calculates, modulates, and syncopates life rhythms, and can repeat the entire Imperial Penal Code, all 17 volumes, in half the time of the old XP-21.
Oh, man, this is hilarious.
Just the thing to keep you squeaky clean. I use one of these all the time.
Wow.
Really?
Who's talking?
Oh,
another outstanding feature of this little model.
You know, from this kind of rear three-quarter profile, this guy looks like Dark Helmet. Like, he really does.
Yeah.
I was picturing Rick Moranis talking right now.
He was probably doing SCTV at this time.
Yeah.
That's a load off my mind.
I just want to trim.
I don't mind embarrass you, but I told you to accept it as a gift. You don't like embarrassing people.
So, after this one, what is your next least favorite that we watched today?
So after this one, my next least favorite would be Solo.
Okay. Why so low?
While it's considerably better than 1, 2, and 3, I just felt like I'd seen it before. It was nothing new. Okay. The stakes didn't feel high. I didn't
like... You said it's better than the prequels, but you rank it underneath them because...
Oh, no, I misunderstood the question.
Oh, so we're starting from the bottom.
Okay. Like what's,
out of the seven we watched today, this is number seven.
Okay.
What's number six?
Next lowest. Yes, I see what you're saying. Episode one.
Okay.
Phantom Menace. Of the Star Wars Skywalker saga, I think that Phantom Menace is low on the totem pole.
The only thing worse than episode one is what we're watching right now.
Yes. Because this is worse than just about everything in the world.
I'm going to say that I probably think Attack of the Clones
is worse than episode one.
Worse. Yeah, just because I've seen.
That's what Zach said too. Here's Harvey Korman in his first.
I've seen episode one more times, so I think I can tolerate it more. Also, pod racing and Darth Maul. I go Attack of the Clones. What is number five?
Number five is Attack of the Clones.
And that's where I put Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Because it's bad. They totally waste Padme. Like, Padme's in Attack of the Clones is almost good enough to move it up a bump.
Right.
But she can't do it all by herself, unfortunately. I don't like that she's hardly in episode three.
Yeah.
And she's pretty much just killed off. But Hayden Christensen's acting is so bad, and Palpatine, it's funny.
He is, yeah, he's just humorous in
so
just about every scene in three.
I have to put it unintentionally at spot number five.
Okay.
Number four, I have episode one.
Okay.
That's where I'm finally putting
four is
one.
Where I have Solo. So okay. We basically, the first four movies that we watched were in order of my least favorite to favorite of those four movies. So the day has consistently gotten easier for me. As far as enjoying the experience of watching the movies. And the reason I have those placed where they are is basically it's based on story structure and how they rank just as films in general. They just sit back and watch, not even as Star Wars films, but as a film. How good of a movie is it? And I think that Phantom Menace is the worst. I think that it is a weak plot. It's showing us things that we already knew were going to happen, and it's showing them to us in... Oh, God, Harvey.
Oh, this is the whip stir.
Now, step two, while we're stirring, we also whip. So it's stir, whip, stir, whip.
It's a cooking show.
Whip, stir.
I do think this is one of the best parts of this.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying much.
Think about that. In this recipe, and we do want to have a fine consistency, don't we? So, and on the count of one, stir, whip.
Like, he's trying. He's really trying to make this funny or entertaining, at least.
Stir, whip, whip. Whipster. Come on, faster all together now. Cooking can be fun.
After Phantom Menace, I move into what I call the good movies. There are three to work with. And I have Solo at the bottom, and then Rogue One And then A New Hope is my favorite from today.
Yeah.
So
that's where it starts to get different for me is I'm one of those people that thought that, and this is where it gets confusing based on what I just said, like, as far as important, great films of all time, Star Wars A New Hope is one of the most important films.
Oh, totally.
It influenced everything. And without it, we wouldn't even have Rogue One. So, like, Star Wars A New Hope is a greater film in that grand scope of things. But as far as a movie that's shot well, as far as just being a better movie, I think that Rogue One is better. So, okay. From today, it would go Episode 1, 2, 3, Solo. Then it would go A New Hope. Then it would go
Rogue One and spot number one.
Yeah. Okay. And then this is way, way, way bottom of this.
Yeah, of course. More recycled footage. They're still on their way, and we have time to fill, so let's... But this would have been kind of exciting, because back then there were no home videos for the most part, so people would have only been able to see that footage in the theaters,
so it was like, oh man, I haven't seen that. Watching part of Star Wars as you're watching the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Slim Shady.
Which, again, he's declaring war on Christmas. Wait, Star War on Christmas.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna have to run back and operate the Afghan manually. Stay on things here. Why do I always think that taking you home for life day is gonna be easy?
It's a very ridiculous plot. They're running from the Empire to get Chewie home for the holidays.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
Incoming call.
Attention, all viewers.
Okay.
That's us.
Yeah.
Due to suspected rebel activity on the Kazook planet, the Empire has declared martial
Kazook.
Law. Oh, shit. They're declaring martial law?
Jesus.
No ships will be permitted to land or take off until further
notice. Uh-oh, time to evacuate your house.
All right.
We'll let Itchy handle them.
This is where they hide a family in the attic.
Oh, this is the Holocaust?
Yeah, it's... The Empire's coming down on them.
The Gestapo? Oh. Oh, no, it's safe. Or is it? God. Is it a ruse?
This is so horrible.
Hi, Itchy. I brought you that proton pack.
Don't remember it being this horrible.
I do.
I mean, I remember it being the horrible, but not the specifics of it.
So him and Han both don't button their shirts very well.
No.
But Han can pull it off.
Yeah, I get why Han would try to do it. I don't get why Art's doing it.
He's like, hey man, all the cool kids, like, leave their buttons unbuttoned. I can be sexy. Oh, he said Han.
Just all a big hello.
Only Lando calls him Han.
Yeah.
Oh, that sound. I remember that sound.
Forgot about that sound.
Yeah, he nom nom noms him. Alright, I was gonna try to make it, but I have to take my contacts out and put my glasses on. We've hit that point where my eyes are straining.
So you have to walk away to do this? You're leaving me to watch this alone?
I have to, yeah, just for a bit.
Jesus. I don't know if I can do it. Okay, alright. Here we go, listeners. We're going to brave the Star Wars War on Christmas alone. So here's the attic I was just talking about. Lumpy's going up to check on the family. Lumpy? Why Lumpy? What the fuck? Alright, that was just a tauntaun. Now he's just making tauntaun sounds. Is he peeking before life day? Like, it's... He wasn't supposed to look at his... Oh, that's a Monopoly money container. and Legos. He didn't even get the full Monopoly game. He just got the banker's station and a bunch of Legos. Mala got a sewing machine or a sewing kit of some sort. Hopefully Itchy got new teeth.
I thought you might like this. One of those, it's kind of hard to explain. It's a
porno.
Wow.
Oh, God. I was right, wasn't I? Okay, this
happy
is...
Life, Dave.
Yeah, I remember this. This is inappropriate.
I do mean happy life day.
So Art Carney just gave Itchy porn, if I remember correctly.
Yes, this is the virtual reality.
This is
porn
Itchy
scene.
Itching his scratch.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is the
porn.
This is the invention of interactive pornography.
Yeah.
And it's very uncomfortable to watch because this is a family TV special from 1978.
And Art, as he gave...
But this gets really creepy.
As he gave the adult Art to Itchy, he was like...
I think you'll really
very,
like this.
How do I say it? Wow.
It's yeah.
Like, what the fuck is he building up?
She says some kind of suggestive things during this, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's more sperm.
Sounds like the X-Files theme. Well, it did anyway. What the fuck? Hey, it's the Lake Hylia people from Ocarina of Time, right? What were they called?
I have no idea. I'm oddly hypnotized by what's going on, and that concerns me.
Oh my God, they're going into the Phantom Zone.
Oh, here we go.
Searching. I'm here. My voice is for you alone. I am found in your eyes only. I exist for you. I am in your mind as you create me.
Is she, like, hypnotizing us?
Yeah, like, she's...
I can feel my creation.
Mm-hmm.
That's from my heart and from my head.
That's a pussy.
Are you getting mine?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
We are excited.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
They know exactly what the fuck they're doing right now.
What in the fuck? Yikes.
Now, we can have a good time.
Seriously.
His phone sucks.
Oh.
Whoa.
With visuals, though.
This was Art Carney's Christmas present to Itchy, was porn.
I'll tell you a secret.
And not just porn, but phone sex.
I think you're adorable.
This is really weird.
He's getting ready to come.
I ask how you find me. You see, I am your fantasy.
She does sing eventually, right? Or am I
can't remember if she sings... I think you're right.
I am your pleasure.
This is...
This enjoy me together.
And she's naked, right?
Yeah.
Or is that hair?
That we might turn this
She has clothes.
An eternity.
Okay, it
yeah, now it's time
commercial.
To sing.
Is she a fish person? What's happening?
I think so. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Yeah, it's the Goonies music.
I know you
want to for you
touch this body.
Enough.
If we could only then this minute.
Like she's superimposed over her own face.
Extend this minute.
Is she singing around with herself?
I could live my whole life.
What happened to Diane Carroll after this show? Let's look it up.
I feel like the song just started turning into a James Bond opening credits theme.
Diane Carroll.
I think I pushed the issue.
She died on my birthday this year.
Oh, Jesus.
October 4th.
Anytime anybody says something kind of out of nowhere and dark like that, it reminds me of James Spader. Like, you just kind of had a James Spader thing where you're like,
oh, yeah.
She died on my birthday this year.
You made that joke on the Teen Wolf trailer.
It's whenever you talk about death in a sudden voice.
So she later went on to be in Dynasty or something. Her character's name is Mermia.
She in Duck Dynasty?
No, not in Duck Dynasty.
Darn.
This segment goes on for 9 minutes.
What?
There's an
like segment or
there's
the song?
An isolated video of just this part of the show,
and it's nine minutes
it's
long.
Nine and a half minutes.
Oh God!
That could involve, hey, Itchy, I got this thing for you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave you alone.
Yeah. Speaking of which, don't forget right now, Itchy is masturbating.
Yes, Franks and Beans.
Is yeah, Harry Franks and Beans.
And Lumpy is grunting in the corner, watching.
All right.
Oh, man. Why is this? She's not a singer, I don't think. I think she's just an actress, but that doesn't stop anybody in this special from not singing. I think
one of my favorite parts of A Very Merry Christmas is when Chris Rock sings, Do You Hear What I Hear, along with them. And he's like, Bill, I don't sing. Like, you don't want me to do that. And he's horrible. Do you know what I know?
Who wrote these songs?
This is so 1978.
I'm glad I wasn't born for this. I think things got better in the 80s. Oh,
what
shit.
Oh, God. I'm tripping.
I swear, this alcohol is non-alcoholic.
Oh, God. She just derezzed. She's gone.
Forever. So now that Itchy has made a mess on his stomach... we're going to return to the special. And
never get that out of Wookiee hair either.
No.
And he's done.
Yeah, he's asleep. Hey, wow. Look who it is. It's Princess Leia doing her taxes.
She a receptionist. That's not right. He's going for the bottle of scotch.
I have made the connection. You may speak now if you wish.
Mala, it's so good to see you. Happy Life Day.
Oh, very happy Life Day.
Happy Life Day.
She says it may be a happy Life Day for you, but personally, she's seen happier ones.
I don't want to tie up the channels. So could you do me a favor and...
I only have to be in this for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, she is high as a kite.
She says that she would like to grant your request, but is quite unable to do so.
You mean they haven't arrived yet?
Bitch, I didn't understand a goddamn word you just said.
Yes, I think I understand her message. That Imperial Patrol must be giving them more trouble than we...
I think Mark Hamill's got more makeup on than her.
Mala, are you alone?
If you would permit me. No, she says she is not alone. She's with a friend.
Oh.
Could he come to the screen, please?
A friend.
Oh, he could come, all right.
But you say he's just a friend. Mala says he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you
are carny, you.
Got what I mean.
And a member of the Alliance.
Oh, that's a relief.
Look, I know I can count on you to take care of my friends until their leader returns. You'll do that for...
When have they met?
Yeah.
Indeed, ma'am. That's what I'm here for.
That's what he's here for.
You didn't even give Chewie a medal. I highly doubt he's introduced you to his family on Kishik.
Yeah.
Look, I can see you're in good hands, Mala. I'll contact you again soon.
You gonna have some melty ice cream balls?
Oh, yeah, they are super melty. It's pretty much impossible.
I told her we had some extra. She said she was gonna come down and pick them up.
Oh.
We got some mushy balls.
Kind of a weak sauce version of the song right there.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about you too, pal.
Uh-huh. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Never seen so much Imperial traffic in this system. better land on the north side. It'll be safer there.
Oh, man. I thought she was from the west side.
So it's a long walk. A little exercise never hurt anybody. Happy life day, pal.
I kind of feel like maybe of the three stars, I feel the most sorry for Harrison Ford for being in this. I feel like Mark Hamill didn't mind the camp, and
he later went on to be our president. So,
and I think Carrie was just too high to really give a shit, and Harrison was the only one really struggling to be, not struggling, but he was like looking forward to being a serious actor.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Commercial break.
Oh, exciting. This has a real Santa Claus Conquers the Martians feel to it.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's bad.
That's what I hear. I know our friend Zach is a fan.
Before it was done by MST3K, because my aunt had bought me the movie. She saw it on one of those like Walgreens discount shelves where you can get VHS for a buck or whatever. And thought, you know, it's kind of a weird title. Could be a weird movie that I'd be into because I was like a kid at the time, like 7. Now that was a weird looking dude. Looks like his face.
He's gonna watch
to
his
escape.
Porn now.
He's wearing a girdle.
Spanx.
Spanx a lot.
This unit is occupied by 4 Wookiees, 2 adult males, 1 adult female, and 1 male child.
That doesn't look like a Wookiee to me. That looks like Art Carney.
There's more Flintstones looking shit. Their fireplace, again, looks like a little fireplace in bedrock.
Maybe I could be of some help there, sir.
Who are you?
Oh.
What are you doing in this Wookiee house?
It's not important who I am.
The truth of the matter is...
Let me sell you a pocket-sized aquarium.
Right, your identification?
I said it!
Oh.
Your identification? Oh, identification, yes. It's a very important thing, identification.
They're not even looking at each other. What are they looking at?
It's very important. Just in time.
Are they reading their lines on cue cards down at their feet?
I think that could be.
Search the dwelling.
Think that George Lucas was having this written as they were saying the lines. It was written live.
Fuck it, we're gonna do it live.
We'll do it live!
And, well, some people like to keep things neat and clean, and that's why I have the little leather case for the identification card. As a matter of fact, if any of you guys want a couple of those leather cases,
that's... You know, I hope that an hour and 10 minutes has gone by, but I feel like it's probably been 5.
I'm afraid to touch the remote because it could screw something up.
Oh, that's fine.
But we're over 15 hours right now.
The picture you're looking at right now was taken quite a few years ago. That's one of me. I've gained quite a bit of weight.
We are 44 minutes into this episode.
Okay, so about halfway.
We're
almost halfway.
Almost halfway.
These things have no respect.
We're living on a prayer. The best part is still to come.
Yeah.
And we can actually enjoy that for a little while.
Militia. He must be 24 or 25 years old, but now he loves the service. Great little guy.
Your identification is in order. You can go now.
Thank you.
But we're home.
Just have a little more work to finish up here. And, oh, by the way, while I'm finishing up here, why don't you boys take it easy, relax, put your feet up.
Oh, sure.
Make yourself to home.
Sody pop that I passed you.
I'm sure that I can whip something up in the kitchen there that we can all eat. You don't mind, do you, Mallow? Mallow, you come in the kitchen and help me.
Okay, what?
Come in the kitchen to help you.
Oh, my sewing kit.
It's like a piece of workmanship. All right, now, it's all right. Lightest jarring will mess up the whole work. You want to play around with it?
Is this one of those pocket circuses I've heard about?
Relax, I got to turn it on, don't I?
Oh, is this where Starship comes in?
I think so.
Or is this the cartoon?
There we go.
Yeah, that's just a battleship game. What?
I don't know.
What was that? What's that mean?
They're like, do weird shit for
doing
a minute.
A magic show.
Oh, it doesn't work. Those are the Wookiee cookies. I was like, oh, they have snacks.
And now Mala just sneaks up on him and strangles him.
What the hell?
Will you get on with it?
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. Yes, Starship.
All right. Finally, something good.
This might be tolerable. It's not.
Ugh. The movie is saving us from itself.
It's time to rock out with the group that will soon bring you We Built This City. This is...
They were singing about Coruscant.
Jefferson Starship.
Coruscant.
They upgraded and got futuristic. They traded the airplane for something to travel space. Still Grace Slick, I believe. Or is it just Marty Balin? Grace Slick's still in it, right?
He's singing into a lightsaber.
I thought it was a dildo.
I was never familiar with individual members of Jefferson Starship or Airplane.
I mean, it's better than the Diane Carroll song, but it's not great.
But we don't get to hear them have a fake orgasm or have phone sex.
I think I'm okay with that.
Too much time on my hands.
Yeah, he's kind of digging this. He's finger tapping and everything.
Well.
This is before music videos.
Their blasters set on stun.
Like that glowing thing is taking up half his face.
This is pre-Dire Straits.
Yeah. Oh, that was some bad drumming. This is just bad. Like I said, Starship.
The best part of this special is occurring right now.
So far.
And it's...
It's not good.
Drumstick twirl. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're not even pretending to play.
Hold the guitar like it's a dong.
Why has that guy got no shirt on? And why is Leo Sayer playing the guitar? Oh. Pete Townsending it up.
That's not easy to do.
It's not easy to say.
Yeah. Hey, he's got a Darth Maul lightsaber.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, when your saber is Pepto-Bismol colored, it's...
Fucking stop! Oh, I'm gonna get to Hoover level. I'm gonna go nuclear by the end of this. Oh, he's playing with his mouth. He was playing the... God damn it.
Alright. We get it. It's 1978. We know.
Okay. You know, I'm...
Pretty much Freebird.
And he's all blurry. Without a shirt on.
Free blur.
Yeah.
Free blurred.
And why do they have this video thing?
I don't know. I don't know why he's just making them.
He's like, you know what Imperial Troopers like? Classic 70s rock and roll. And it is not good. Oh, you thought it was over. Oh,
I wished.
We got you. There's still a fifth verse. Brianna couldn't even stay in here 30 seconds. That's how bad this is. She's like, nope. Will you light the sky on fire? No. Quit asking me. Similar question. Answer still the same.
Eric Carney dancing in the background. So they're kind of like on the Tron gaming board thing.
Everything's in the sky because it's Star Wars, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And they're Jefferson Starship.
Their Starship. It all makes sense. It's all coming together.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's just the poor quality of
Vanish Without a Trace.
Hey, it's the cover of that Eagles Greatest Hits album. Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I was just thinking Hidden Mickey. Now it's a face with a nose. Is it over? I think it's over.
I think we're safe.
Unless they're psyching us out and they're going to come roaring back in for another turn at the chorus.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, there was no warning for epilepsy on this.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like ready to clap, but he doesn't know if they're done yet. All right, that was awesome.
I knew you'd like it. Your work here is finished. They leave.
Thank you for waiting until I finished enjoying the song, Captain.
Yeah.
I hope you guys find what you're looking for.
They should have cut back to the living room, and all the Imperial troopers are like doing Elaine dances from Seinfeld. They're all grooving.
They're all like drinking Mike's hard lemonade.
Yep.
Dancing in the living room.
Oh, I almost forgot. I want to leave you my card in case you need any. Okay, I'll leave.
Okay.
Investigate the upper area. Check for any rebel material.
Investigate your own upper area.
Anything to connect this household with the Alliance. Oh, don't forget about these protective cases for your identification, guard. I got a good item.
And they shoot him in the face.
Yep. Dude, seriously, we've given you how many opportunities to get out of here?
Read the room.
He had it coming.
You take the upper area.
Oh.
Bang.
Oh, snap. Now they know something's going on.
We don't want to have to hurt anyone. That's not what we're here for. But when my men get angry, I can't always control them.
Younglings sometimes get killed.
We are going to continue our search.
Ah, fuck me, right?
Don't look at the camera, Lumpy.
What me worry?
To that again.
They're like, we gotta make a cut here. And just cut to Lumpy. Like, he threw him to the ground, but he's like,
what can you do?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. Hey, you want to watch that circus thing again?
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to listen to some jams.
Lumpy, watch Grandpa's video. It'll take your mind right off.
Oh, no, we're actually going to watch a good thing, I think, right? He's going to escape by watching cartoons.
He's an escapist.
Here we go. All right. Hallelujah.
Boba Fett's introduction. Revenge, Captain Kizer Henry. And now, Liquid Television.
We're awaiting the return of Captain Han Solo and his first mate Chewbacca, who are long overdue on a delicate mission to acquire the mystical talisman.
Why is Captain Kirk narrating through a captain's log?
Yeah.
The talisman. It makes things invisible, I think. Yes, even you.
R2 just bended.
We picked up something.
It's the Millennium Falcon.
They're coming out of light speed. I can't make contact.
Try a lower channel.
Falcon, do you...
Oh, there's Chewie.
Falcon.
It's Chewie, upside down, but where's Han?
That's him hanging upside down.
I can't make radio contact.
You know, a lot of people, when The Force Awakens came out, said that Adam Driver didn't look anything like Harrison Ford. But when you look at this drawing, this cartoon of Harrison Ford, suddenly the Adam Driver connection makes sense.
Brianna arrived for literally the best part of this special and the only reason to watch it. The Japanese animated cartoon sequence that introduces Boba Fett.
And it kind of introduces the cartooning style that we'll see in Droids later on.
You will need me to
We're not going to watch Droids.
No.
Watch
the and this is voiced by the actual people, so that makes it cooler, too.
Sir, he's firing on us.
I know, but I don't think he means to hit us. Chewie's a better shot than that.
Look, he's speeding up. We're losing him.
Not for long. This is Y-4 to base. He's heading straight for a moon in...
Why doesn't he wear a helmet when he flies the Falcon, but he wears a helmet when he flies an X-Wing?
Yeah. Guess the Falcon has better shields.
Oh, that planet is made of spaghetti sauce.
What about
Mom's spaghetti sauce?
I'm going to shake a boat.
We're approaching the water planet.
Naboo?
We're following Han and Chewie. We lost them.
Oh, no.
Hang on, Creepio. We're going in.
Are you sure this is...
Did you call him Creepio?
Oh, they bounced off of water and landed upside down. into the spaghetti sauce.
More balls.
Right? Yes, how about R2? Our comm links are out. We can't contact the base.
I know you didn't see it, but you kind of don't have to know it to just get the reference, but in the Star Trek animated series, all of the original actors provided the voice, and that's why it was considered to be sort of like, it's not canon, but people kind of want to consider it canon because it's it's so cool to watch it and be like, oh, this really does feel like an episode. That's kind of what this cartoon is like.
Oh, like you said. And there it is. He's got the Shocky stick, which he uses on the Mandalorian.
He's got a metal detector.
I'm not sure.
And he's on one of those things that they milk.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
The six-teated
thing. I have two droids. We've come in search of a ship that crashed near here.
Maybe I can help you. I am Boba Fett. The ship you seek is nearby.
Are the Imperial troops near this planet?
They are here, friend.
Yeah, it's the dinosaur that Fred Flintstone rides down in the beginning of the Flintstones.
Settle down.
Oh.
All they do is eat.
That was completely ineffective. That thing didn't make a sound. It didn't bounce off of them.
Waste your kindness on this dumb creature. No lower life form is worth going hungry for, friend. I take it you have no love of the Empire.
I don't.
Well, neither do I. It will be easy to find the ship you seek. Follow me, friend.
Don't you think it might be important to trust him so quickly, sir? He's our only chance. And besides, he seems like...
He called us friend.
Yeah.
I know he was smacking his animal around, but...
Friend is merely a term that is often misused. Did R2 say that?
Words to that effect.
Those better be some strong flotation bags.
Those are the things from Jaws.
Chewie,
you finally got a medal.
No!
Don't
destroy it!
Oh, that is using the force.
Oh, no.
No, but that, no! He's a friend!
He's a friend. Well, that didn't take long for the double cross.
He didn't do anything. R2-D2 has detected contamination. It must have come from the talisman. R2 says it's some kind of
sleeping. He's still bending.
But only if
he's doing that. And
Boba Fett was strutting.
The 3PO walks like Mr. Burns.
I know this sleeping virus the Empire uses on its enemies. They have a remedy for it in the city. I could get some for you.
You know what? If only somebody built this city.
Chewbacca insists on going with you.
You will only get in the way. But if you must, come on.
Boba Fett looks tall in this cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, look, balls.
Epcot Center. In ball form.
Is that sewage? It kind of looks like sewage.
I think so. Empty in the shitter.
Oh, the StarWarsTrilogy.com down in the corner there.
Hey, yeah.
While I get the syrup.
Syrup?
They're having pancakes.
Stay, friend. Luke trusted me.
Oh, he called him friend again.
Of getting out of here alive. Do you understand me?
Early.
That thing was a big wad of chewing gum, and it was chewing gum.
Update. Although Boba Fett quickly located the serum for the sleeping virus, we had no idea.
Hey, a bean. Oh, this is where the double cross happens. He got a fast pass.
Yep, he's got a gold credit card.
I have made contact with the rebels, and all is proceeding as you wish, Darth Vader.
Who dis?
New phone.
New phone. Who dis?
What is it now?
Rocky.
Lumpy's upset. It's a cartoon.
Oh, like look at the camera, Lumpy.
Is that? Are we supposed to believe that this is real? He's seeing a transmission about his dad and all these people. I thought he was watching a cartoon that his dad was in.
Just some silly game.
But he's reacting to it like it's actually happening.
What's with Lumpy's birth control pills on this thing?
That's Chewbacca's son, Lumpy. Lumpy. I like my oatmeal Lumpy. All right, so back to the cartoon.
Wait a minute, isn't that the spinner from the game Life, the board game?
Oh, you mean that game?
Yeah, isn't that the spinner from that?
I want them alive.
Uh-oh.
Now you got their trust, they may take you to their new base.
This time we'll get them.
How's he getting both sides of the camera?
So we watched Vader Sessions before this.
We did.
To take a short break. What did you think of Vader Sessions?
It was pretty funny. Yeah, those were quite amusing.
I think some thought was put into that. Must leave quickly, friend.
Heard that sound effect.
Hold me. I'm a scat.
That is not where he was aiming.
No. Oh, fuck it. Let me do it. Oh, wow. Just one shot from a blaster.
Oh, he was meaning to miss, I guess.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Adam Driver.
Why was his mouth moving so much before he said what happened?
He says our friend Boba found serum for the talisman virus.
Gilbert Godfrey as Han Solo, because he never opens his eyes.
Gilbert Godfrey doing Richard Lewis hand gestures as Han Solo.
I'm afraid, sir, it's because you sit.
Why is he doing the Hova sign?
It's all about the triangle.
He was just repping Rockefeller. Rockefeller, y'all.
We intercepted a message between Boba and Darth Vader, sir. Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
Say what?
We'll meet again. Look how he aimed his gun just to not
fire. Yeah. Like, I could shoot you and run, but I won't. To get to the bottom
of things. Boba sure fooled the rest of us.
Harrison Sons
walked into the frame as he said bottom of things.
Unamused.
Chewbacca suspected all along there was something bad about Boba.
How did you know, Chewie?
May I quit directly, sir?
What's that
he
look?
Didn't smell right.
He just didn't smell right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get off this galactic.
What's that?
Captain Kazan.
Yep.
Star log entry 3241.
And I'm guessing that means the end.
Force be with you.
All right, so
that's so that's really the best thing in this show. It's all downhill from here.
Well, Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
We still have not left their house.
Nope. And now they are trashing the place.
Yes, like an episode of the Nickelodeon game show Finders Keepers.
Like Johnny Depp in a hotel room.
We have no idea what they're looking for. They're like, keep going. That is a Bantha stuffed animal.
All right.
Which is kind of cool, but it's going to be attacked here.
Whoa.
And all the children at home are like, I want that. What are you doing to him? Aww, this is why we can't have nice things.
And they find Lumpy's drugs.
Let's go!
Riveting, right? Hey, let's watch the Wookiees watch things more.
Yeah. Oh, is that gonna happen? Because isn't Harvey Korman in, like, two more skits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen Beatrice Arthur yet.
I thought I was going to be able to last the entire...
Nope. Special. May as well do it.
Nope.
I had to take a break.
Oh, I've got old man legs.
Ah, Lumpy. He's had it with those headphones. He's had it with this life. He's going to go pout in his room that's probably destroyed. Yep. Destroyed. Man, now I gotta clean this shit.
That will keep him busy for a while.
Oh, that's funny. That's mean. They ripped his Bantha's head off. Man. His favorite stuffed animal. That'd be heartbreaking to have the head ripped off of your favorite stuffed animal.
Traumatizing.
He's getting ready to bury him now, is what it looks like. He's like covering it with a sheet. He doesn't understand death. He thinks that thing is real. My dad gave that to me. Oh. It seems like Lumpy has an idea. Nope, he's just running around his room. Perhaps he was checking to make sure the soldiers were gone. He was hiding something. Did they find it?
This product was packed under strict quality control on the system Amorphia, and this instruction cassette provided by the manufacturer.
What?
It offers a unique chance for consumers everywhere to meet.
Oh yes, Harvey Korman appearance number 2.
The motor abilities of Amorphian citizens are frequently impaired by malfunctions, which result in a temporary loss of power.
See, apparently it's funny because he's like a robot.
Rather, it should serve as a guarantee of our high standard of long wear and durability.
No, this guy on the TV.
Thank you for selecting our brand of mini transmitter.
This guy was already in the show earlier as the whip star. And now we have him doing his best Max Headroom with the glitching. Because he's a computer, and this is going to go on way too long.
But now, let's get started.
This should be like a 30-second gag. It's probably going to be like 5 minutes. That's Seth, that looked like you when you got up just a little bit ago.
When I was trying to stretch my legs. So you explained Harvey Korman, for those who don't know, is from Carol Burnett and Mel Brooks movies.
He's him and Tim Conway. Yep,
they toured for a while.
Try not to rip it open. Because it makes a very handy storage case for your tools until you need them again.
Those are his joints. Why is that happening?
Because he's a robot.
Oh, now, he's a robot. This I forgot. Is the
first and it's thing funny.
Please be careful not to hurt yourself on the sharp edges. Ow.
How do you do it?
Oh, God.
It's like Tim and Eric...
Do it.
But not funny. Oh, look what he did. He tightened his mouth up.
The circuit breaker module. By the way, let's start calling these components by their proper names. Circuit breaker.
Oh. He's not happy with that. Oh.
What? Okay.
That was unnecessary.
I disapprove.
Mala.
Remember, every one of
wow, I really don't remember this part.
Can you imagine Robin Williams in this part?
Color. Beautiful, aren't they? Like a rainbow.
What? These must Lumpy makes newer noises every colors. Half hour or so.
Red goes to red.
Red goes to red.
Blue goes
teaching
to
blue. Out of
All right, we're past the hour mark.
Okay. All right. I thought we were even farther along.
And we'll assemble our mini transmitters together.
We're a little bit past the hour. We still probably have a half hour. It's 11:11.
Well, I see time is running.
Make a wish, Seth.
I wish it were over. I wish it was over.
We're at 15 and a half hours since we started.
I wish this were canon. That's what I wish. I wish this were considered part.
I could really use a wish right now.
Well, he was approaching a line.
Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Johnny Ho.
The total utilization of our neurocranial synapses.
It's,
this is creepier than it is funny.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. You know, when people complain that George Lucas ruined their childhood, I think they forget that he did that already.
Like right.
It happened in 78. Now, how much did he have to do with the production of this? Other than the idea to do it.
Yeah, it's...
I don't think he was that involved in directing it or anything. Could be wrong.
Imperial Council in the belief that your commitment to remain upstanding citizens will
I would be surprised if he did direct it.
Things for sure, he was high as fuck.
Oh look, it's Tatooine. Now we meet B. Arthur with the cantina scene.
Yeah.
Where they reuse some of the aliens.
Like this.
And this is when, yeah, you get to see one of the Golden Girls sing a song. That's something you don't see every day.
So I'm guessing
that stuff we just saw was like screen tests of...
Yeah, probably. And these are... Yeah. This is new footage of the same aliens. They don't look as cool in this lighting.
And when they're shot up close on videotape. Okay. Oh, Kelly Savalas again. Oh, yeah.
Check these losers out. Hey, he has both his arms. He should only have one arm.
Maybe one's a robot arm.
Was that the manticord or whatever that thing?
The balacord?
Balacord, yeah.
Hey, wait, that's a tauntaun.
The sound, that's yes, you are right. And this is before Empire.
Yeah.
So that's a sound effect they already had ready.
That's a recycled sound. Drink faster than
that. Nice catch.
Oh, come on now, drink up. There's plenty more where that came from.
Well, B. Arthur said it. Here comes Harvey again. That's him, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's his
Did he get paid for every role he played? Okay, we'll
do it your way. I like the idea that he just was really excited about being in this. Well,
of course. He has a hole in his head.
Star Wars fan.
You're not ordering, I'm not pouring, we are not drinking, we are talking. I'm moving this to make room for a drink, so the next time I say, what'll it be, and you tell me, I can put it right there.
Gentlemen, give me a little. I'll have one of those.
He's going to pour it in his head, right?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get back.
Think something stupid.
For what? Until now. Until tonight, I thought about it a dozen times, but I had to be sure.
Excuse me, I have a customer waiting, I'll be right back.
Pour it in your head.
Back soon. I'll
he
be waiting.
Kind of looks like a Vulcan.
Yeah. Oh, Hammerhead wants him. Oh, here it goes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's my eyeball lady.
I thought she was going to talk to the camera.
Yep. So this is where I am. Behind the bar in the spaceport.
Yeah, it's a Kool-Aid jar. I want another drink.
Flowers for you. I wanted to bring
flowers
you
for Algernon.
That's all I could think of.
Just call me Charlie.
I don't get many flowers, but you didn't have to bring me anything.
Oh boy.
Wellman, what a nice name.
Is it really though?
Here the other night, I felt something that I haven't felt in longer than
Star
I
Wars
remember.
Christmas.
I felt alive.
Holiday special. Someone made me. I'm looking to see if there's a plot description so I know how much we have left. Plot.
After all, only words.
I need more than words.
All right, so, yep, this is, we've got the
about what you said.
Oh, what did
the song.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, man, we're almost in the home stretch after this.
Okay.
What did I mean?
Okay.
What you meant was exactly the thing I needed.
Because I should care about watching B. Arthur and Harvey Korman interact. They're
as long as I have.
Classic comedic actors.
And just when he thinks it's all over, someone cares for him again. I wasn't looking for that when I came in here.
After this bit, yeah, we get back to our main characters and we stay with them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The variety show is over.
Oh. That's uncalled for.
Technically assault.
You're kind and sweet and terribly attractive.
Play with my hole.
If you're saying what I think you're saying, you felt you meant, I thought you needed to hear, then I just have one thing to say, I did not.
Aglita, don't do this to me.
Now, please, look, I have customers. Why don't you sit down, finish your drink, have another drink. This one's on me.
Oh, and here's her song.
Now, you stay just as long as you want.
Sounds like he has diarrhea.
Sounded like Lurch.
Yep, pour some more in this obviously empty jar.
But I have business to attend to. I really have no time for anything else.
Does he enjoy that?
I think so. Like, more than just having his thirst quenched.
Okay.
Come back soon. I'll be waiting.
When he throws up from poisoning, where does it come out of? The top of his head or his mouth?
Oh, how sad.
I thought she sings. Oh, wait, do we have to go back to it?
Oh, I hope not. I didn't know she sang.
Due to increased activity among subversive forces,
I thought she sang, but maybe not.
We are placing a curfew on the entire Tatooine system.
Well, we're back to her.
All inhabitants will return to their homes at once. This order will remain in effect until further notice.
No.
Okay, Barbara.
Oh, here we go. You're right. She's singing.
I don't know how long. Maybe forever. Closing me down again. Please, I have enough aggravation.
If the question was how much of Star Wars do we have to watch until we get to see B. Arthur sing, the answer is 15 hours and 36 minutes.
Oh, wow. Oh, we're almost at the 16-hour point, which is the end. We're almost at the end. Wow, this actually went by a lot faster than I thought it was going to. I feel like my parents had those mugs that were on the bar. They were like plastic mugs that looked like A&W root beer mugs, but weren't.
It's just temporary, but fellas, the party is over!
Party's over, says the girl.
Dare you? Stop that!
All right, Farfel, party's over. Hey, Will Ferrell.
Just fucking sing, B. Let's go. They're not listening. Just sing your damn song.
Why is this still going on? I mean, I know that she's entertaining and all, but...
Please do me a favor and leave. You're heartless.
Poo-doo.
He just leaned over to fart.
After all I've done for you...
Bitch,
short
please.
Memory, Aethor. Short memory! Hopeless love. Okay. You remember the time that
we fell in love. You remember the time.
We're closed! I said we're closed.
We're closed,
look,
you happy bastard.
We are closed. The Empire
you're a child.
A curfew on this planet. Everybody has to leave right now.
Oh, yeah, he's got a water pistol.
Torque, I don't want any more trouble.
Torque from Ork.
Take care of the door.
No blasters. Oh. We want more booze.
Pineapple rings. They're going to put it on the pizza. Get into a bar fight.
We'll have one more round. This one's on the house.
Hooray.
I want to go to that bar.
Tab for the Empire.
So it sounds vaguely familiar. It's like a Dollar General version of it.
That was kind of fun, actually. A little 15-second version
just
of it.
One more round, friend.
Oh, here we go.
Then homeward bound, oh. Friend. Don't forget me in your dreams.
Like Boba Fett, I am a friend. Because I said so, here's some booze. Then... hit the road, Jack says use. This is not any better than what we're listening to.
One more rhyme, friend. Yes, it's a crime.
I can't even try to be funny right now.
This also has a real 70s sound to it, like every other song in this.
I'm missing Starship right now.
It all sounds like Time in a Bottle or...
Jim Croce?
Those Were the Days, My Friend. We thought it'd never end.
Oh, Terry Jack, Seasons of the Sun?
Is that...
Goodbye to you, it's time to die. Or whatever, the guy like kills himself. We had joy, we had fun.
Those Were the Days, My Friend. We thought it'd never end.
Oh, no, I'm
like
thinking
that.
A different song. Oh, that's just a big old gerbil.
Or rodent something. Of unusual size.
RUSs, they don't exist.
Dry friend, try stopping by.
Why are if there's a they're singing a song about lane. People being drunk?
Because this is
1978.
I was gonna say Drunk at the Movies.
Oh, yes,
look, we're alive, friend. You
friend, hey, friend.
You know, when the bartender calls you friend, she's just trying to get more tips out of you.
Yeah, there's bartenders that do darling, sweetie. You know, you'll get those a lot.
They'll start dancing with you and getting extra flirtatious.
And then your arm gets cut off. That doesn't look like the same guy that got really angry at Luke bumping into him.
Yeah.
I mean, had he just not gotten served yet?
Alright, this song is just a ripoff of the song I was just singing.
How many times can she say friend, friend?
I don't know, friend. Oh, Mike Myers.
What is that?
Oh, God. Pal. He's gonna knife her to death. What the fuck?
Oh, he said pal.
That is a weird drunk mime serial killer character.
Now it's good night, friend.
So, Dustin, what'd you do over your weekend? Well,
I attacked B. Arthur and got kicked out of a bar.
I watched Star Wars movies all day, and then after 11 o'clock, I decided to hang out watching Wookiees talk and B. Arthur sing a song.
Oh, God, this is still happening.
Yep.
You don't have to go home, friend, but you can't stay here.
Closing time. It's got to be almost over, right? We're doing like a pull-away shot. Yay, clap.
And it's push over. Back in. Yeah, I saw boom mic.
Yep, everybody leave. Follow her out like she's the Piper.
Oh, God.
You can't have open containers. Oh, he has taken the cups. Okay.
The holiday special ends with everybody getting kicked out of the bar.
Yep.
All right, well, that's how most of my holidays end. Oh, God. She looked at the camera.
You're such a dear friend.
You're such a dick. What the hell is going on?
Is that Kenny G?
Hey, baby.
Oh. Oh,
all right. What?
Now she's sad they're all gone?
It's with the Mr. Rogers ending. What?
Did he just quack at her? Oh, that's his wife.
Where'd you come from? Okay.
They're mismatched.
You want to swing, friend. Right. Part of that world.
Well, guess I'll clean this place, friend. Do it again, friend. Oh.
Hey, he's still there. What?
Why?
What? Wait, what?
Why were they watching that?
I forgot they were watching that. I forgot this whole thing was stormtroopers watching TV.
But they interrupted them. With the video. Why were they watching them?
I don't know. Alright.
We leave at once.
Home stretch.
You.
I love you.
There's a male missing from this household, and I want you to be here when he returns. It's possible he's one of the rebels we're looking for.
Mr. C.H. Ubaka. Be on the lookout.
Looks like a Sharukan on the wall.
What are they saying? Yep, that's pretty much it. Oh, damn it. Lumpy's on his tablet again.
He's only allowed half an hour of screen time a day.
Those steps are moving.
They like to move it.
Oh, he's trying to do the Morse code or something. He's gonna fucking shoot Lumpy.
He's playing concentration.
We could have just watched 3 minutes of toy commercials. But we're trying to end this. No.
Oh, God.
No. That's not possible.
You're right, those stairs are moving. Jump, Lumpy.
Oh, look, there he is. Daddy. You gonna try to mess with my kid? I'm gonna throw you off this treehouse.
Just not going to shoot anyone.
Yeah, don't look at me, kid. You're gonna blow my spot.
I was hoping we'd see a blaster go off. Whoa, God.
Well, I didn't touch him. You just call him sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, because Han is such a sweet, fella. Yeah, understanding family man.
It's okay, everybody. He's gone. How are you, Mom?
Itchy. Itchy. Yeah, you're a thing.
Son's been doing your garage. Saved my tail more than a couple times.
My son's been doing my tail, save my pride more than... Wait, no, that's not what I meant.
Hey, speaking of tail, Itchy, is that thing charged up?
I think his voice is changing.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, I'm just teasing. Well.
Where's he gonna grow hair?
Go.
Have a nice life.
I love
day,
that.
But be careful.
Have a nice life day.
Chewy, have a nice life day.
That's hilarious. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hello, I must be going. I came to say I cannot stay, I'm going.
I did my part. I got him here. I didn't say I was going to hang out. Sorry, Lumpy.
Bye. I'd stay for dinner, but I hate your cooking.
Yeah, I'm more of a whipster, whipster guy.
Hi, everybody. Well, Chewy, I'll pick you up in a week. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, just fax me.
Funk.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Take care.
Well, now if he's alive, he's got a weapon.
Right.
Hey, family. What up, fam?
Oh, yeah. Shit's going down tonight.
How's it going? You look nice. Oh, my favorite TV station's WHIO in Dayton.
Hey, son. Hey, pops. I love you, buddy.
Oh, it's fine.
I'm so proud.
Just like the Indian in that commercial.
It'd be a lot cooler if you had a medal.
We're gonna see some Wookiee Nookie.
Yeah, they can't kiss because their mouths can't move, right? Yeah. So they just kind of have to, like, gaze at each other. And Lumpy's like, oh, get a room, you two. Oh, we'll hug.
She's like, I'm going to get another Lumpy. And then make another Lumpy.
Oh. Here we go. Dad's getting his crossbow.
Like the AstroTurf on their stairs.
Lumpy, you shut the fuck up and sit down. That was a weird camera shot there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I sure know how to make a guy feel welcome.
Bang.
It's you again. I thought we got rid of this guy.
If you're looking for who I think you're looking for, forget him. We won't be bothered by him again.
Who, Han?
He just killed Han.
This is a general alert.
Oh, this is only for generals to listen to.
Nobody else pay attention.
4711. We are unable to reach you on your comlink. Is there a problem? You are instructed to turn on your comlink.
Why does this go out to everybody watching TV?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. I think I can handle it.
I feel like that should be an isolated message.
What
is going on now?
We have two-way communication, Trader Sondan. Is this a report about the missing trooper?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Trooper B4711 was here with three other men. They left and he remained. As soon as they had gone, he packed a lot of food from this house and he robbed me blind. Then he took off for the hills.
Lies.
Very well, we'll send out a search party.
That doesn't sound like Dan at all.
Yes, sir. Identification is very important. Helps you maintain contact with the Empire at times like this.
Okay. Well, why?
I don't know.
Lumpy.
Itchy. Chewy. Mala. I'm saying all your names so everybody remembers who's who.
Doctor. He's got Jude Law hair.
Oh, thanks for the hug, little lumpster.
Lumpy is a very affectionate little Wookiee. Always reaching out and giving hugs. And
which, when you're crotch level, you shouldn't do.
No, it's very uncomfortable for everyone, I think.
All right, well, I'm pretty sure everybody has to show up one last time.
They do. There's
Leia has to sing her song at the end.
She has to sing.
Which is basically the equivalent of Bill Murray's character in SNL singing Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
So now we have our sticks. I don't know what we're holding.
I'd like
orbs.
To thank the Academy.
Snow globes.
I'd like to thank my family.
This is Marla. their life day orb.
My son, Lumpy.
Lumpy, hold your balls higher. Oh, that's so sweet. Happy Life Day, everybody.
Happy Life Day, Dustin.
What am I doing with my life day?
Merry Christmas.
And it turns out they're all dead. This is all a dream.
It's all a Jacob's Ladder situation.
Yeah, they're in the snow globe. Oh, now they got robes.
Chewie was killed at the end of A New Hope.
What is going on? Who are these extra people?
It's a Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that.
Are they just walking into a...
They're walking into a light...
What is this?
Ball, light day.
Seriously, what is this?
Go into the light, Carol Ann.
This is... Like...
They're dying.
Life day belief? What is this?
Logan's Run. They're regenerating. Renew.
I don't remember this part. This is bizarre.
All the Wookiees are dead now.
Okay. All right.
They teleported to this magical land where Carrie Fisher sings.
Okay.
I think.
So now we're just at... All right. I thought that was over for a second. I was like, what the hell was that supposed to mean? Okay. So yeah, we're getting...
But we're still not over yet. Oh, there's R2 and C-3PO, and everybody else should show up here for the big finale.
Happy Life Day.
Happy Lime Day?
What is that sound? Is that the aliens from Toy Story? Or is it Wookiees trying to sound like a NASCAR race? Like when the cars go by?
It's Wookiees doing the lightsaber sound.
Hey, when we do this next time, it's not as long.
Yeah. It's, what, a couple hours shorter?
Yep. And we don't have to watch this.
Yeah.
But we have to watch Empire, two Ewok movies, Jedi, and then two more movies, The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. And then we're still working out details...
Hopefully we'll be able to get
a separate recording for that one. This day brings us closer to freedom and to harmony. Oh, Carrie Fisher.
Right there. We appear. We're all the same in our struggle against the powers of evil and darkness. That's the most like similar she ever sounds to Natalie Portman. Or Natalie Portman ever sounds to her. Our dedication and our courage, and more than anything
else, our love for one another. Sing it.
This is the promise of the Tree of Life.
Here we go.
Yeah, she's really into this role right now.
Why is she singing? A day of
harmony. She's not bad, though.
She's not. It's just why.
Together joyously. This is so weird.
Yeah. Han's like... I'm kind of tired.
The way the tune was going, I thought she was turning into the. It was turning into the Star Wars theme.
Hey, she's gonna be like a friend, day that leads us into darkness. Happy Life Day, friend.
Oh, there it is. There's the music.
What is? Oh my God. I think that's half of what I've said this past hour and a half.
It's so close to being over. We're so close, man.
We're like crawling to the finish line right now. I never could have done this on my own.
Yeah, this really is a fun way to spend the holiday.
Happy Life Day.
Happy Life Day.
What day is
Carrie Fisher sings to us?
When did this air? I guess that would have to be Life Day because it only aired one time.
I don't know.
Oh, it's.
I would look it up.
It's over. So it originally aired.
Oh, what happened to the music?
November 17th, 1978.
Okay, so November 17th is Life
Day. Life Day was long ago in a galaxy far, far away. Oh, happy Life Day from Chewbacca. And also from Purina Dog Chow.
And also from
the Millennium Clips Falcon.
From the movie.
Remember Chewbacca? We just showed him to you. Hey, here's that game he likes to play.
And here's this is him stretching his arms.
Casual Chewbacca.
His
what is going on right now?
I don't know.
Hey, here's an old man who wasn't in this show.
It's a clip show.
What's with the circle effect?
Yeah, I don't know. What happened with the audio? Maybe it's a bad recording.
Yeah, it said very good recording.
At the very end, it just went south.
And not complaining, hugs, though. Wookiee hugs.
We appreciate you putting this on the YouTube.
And taking the commercials out so we can save a little time. And now we cut away before Chewbacca doesn't get a medal, because that's triggering for him. Oh, and the sound's back.
No.
The end. Speaking of Chewbacca. The end, right? The end?
I think. The end? Hope. Credits. We got to find out who wrote this thing and who directed it.
Is it the end?
No.
Is she going to sing again?
More
Lumpy's going to sing.
Oh, no. There's more. More where that came from.
They got their balls on the table. That wasn't even that funny, but it was
Gary
funny.
Glenn Ross all of a sudden.
Yeah. Balls are for closers. So they just stare at each other.
So it's them.
They don't talk.
Hands.
Now they're praying.
And Lumpy.
Don't touch
just
Itchy's hands.
Shrugs as he. Yeah.
Well, this is fun. I'm going to go back out with Han now.
I think you're right. They had to stretch it for time. Oh, they all just fell asleep.
I think Itchy's dead. Oh, okay. Oh, I think we might be done.
Exterior of the building.
But that trooper is still hanging on. And he's going to like climb his way back up.
Picked apart by crows.
It is over.
Oh, all right. So I do want to see if it's going to show who the writer and director is.
The Wazan troop, the Mum brothers.
Mailer. Seems familiar somehow. That is a bad painting. That looks like a cartoon.
Oh, my goodness. All right, executive producers. Don't know him.
George Lucas's name hasn't popped up.
Directed by Steve Binder. And written by way more people. Bruce Valanche was one of the writers.
Oh, that's not a surprise. So, yeah, George Lucas had nothing to do with this, it seems.
Yeah. Let's see who wrote the other songs. Bob Mackie designed costumes.
Ralph McQuarrie.
Yeah. Nirvana Limited for the cartoon.
He, for if you don't know, he's the guy that drew... Oh, Rick Baker did the...
Stan Winston created the Wookiee family.
Didn't know that.
Nancy Dussault, Lyle Wagner, and Bobby Sherman next.
Huh.
Who was that?
Bobby Sherman. Yeah, I don't, he was a singer or something.
You're like, yeah, I don't know.
All right, so that's that.
That's what happened.
I will probably never watch that again.
No,
this is the only reason I had left to watch it.
All I needed was to see it one more time in life with someone else who would appreciate how bad it is on a special occasion. And nothing could have been more special.
Yeah, yep. That's it. Oh,
Wonder Woman!
Starring Linda Carter and Incredible Hulk, starring Bill Bixby, will return at their regular times next Friday evening.
Thank God.
On most of these stations.
Whoa, it was like a comic crossover. All right, so that's it. That is the first half of our Star Wars marathon.
And
our way of celebrating the holidays and the release of The Rise of Skywalker.
Yep, so we did it. We made it. My phone is at 1%. It made it the whole day. And we are stopping at 16 hours.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. 2/3 of a day.
We're going to throw it to our final song and just let that play us out.
All right.
It's Chewbacca singing Silent Night.
Oh, this is hilarious. This is hilarious. This Invader Sessions. Check them out after that. Check that out after this.
Enjoy. And until next time, this has been Dustin.
This has been Seth.
And we are no longer drunk at the movies. The movies. For a little while. We have to recover. All right. Oof. Take it away, Chewie.
Chewie! This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.